Hi, Tamsin Greenway here. And if, like me, you're a massive netball fan, then listen up. Because Sky Sports Off The Court is coming to your favourite podcast platform. This is where the biggest stars in the game talk openly and honestly about their life on and off the court as we break down what it means to be a netballer in 2024. Plus, it's your chance to ask me any questions. So if you want to know what makes Elle Cardwell difficult to mark, or you just need advice about how you get free from that tricky centre, whatever it is, I'm here if you need. And you don't have to have a Sky subscription to listen. Just like our YouTube series, it's free to download. So if you know your goal defence from your wing attack, or you just want to know what Helen Housby has for breakfast, then give Off The Court a follow. That's Off The Court, a Sky Sports podcast.
Nat Metcalf here. I'm really proud to be an ambassador for Flyhawk, leading the way for netball and women's sport. Flyhawk design and make netball dresses, have netball kit, netball teamwear, and netballs, plus much, much more. Head to flyhawk.com now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk, and recently Kate Stevenson had retired from her role as a hugely respected IUI, that's an International Umpire Awardee to you and I, to concentrate on bringing up your daughter. And she joins me now. Kate, thanks for a little of your time. And let's look back at that amazing career as an umpire. The decision was a bit of an easy one or a tricky one?
In honesty, it was quite an easy decision. I'm 36, so I've waited quite a while to become a mum, and I've been an international for 10 years already. So a lot of people do it the other way around. They have the children first and then have the career. But yeah, I started quite young.
Let's look back then at the career and celebrate it. What was it that attracted you to getting involved in umpire in the first place?
So I'm also an umpiring tutor, and I tell this story every time I've been teaching other umpires. The only reason I became an umpire is because my mum made me. She started umpiring whilst I was at primary school, and then became an umpire tutor, needed a guinea pig for her C Award course because she knew I'd give her quite an honest review. So I went on the course and then was like, oh, this is all right. I'm not too bad at it. Then she tutored a B Award course. So again, she was like, I need a guinea pig. So will you come and do the course? And then realised actually I was better than not too bad at umpiring. And then Bill Alexander actually saw me umpire and was like, right, we need to be pushing you. So then I'm only 5'2". So the passion for netball needed to go down the umpiring career because I'm slightly shorter than most netball players. So passion really came from there.
You began that national career 2011 after getting your Europe Netball A Award. That was a good year for you as well, because you were also joined the NSL in the same year.
Yes, yeah.
What was that first game like? And more importantly, I mean, can you remember it? Much about it?
Yes, I can. So I was supposed to be going to Glasgow to reserve Glasgow Wildcats, as they were then, versus Loughborough Lightning. Very first game, and it was great because it would be just go and have a look. You're all right in the reserve chair. And then whilst I was travelling up, Anna Bratis called because she was supposed to be running the game to say that she'd retired and she'd go and reserve, but I was now needing to run. And it was a huge scoreline, and Olivia Murphy was playing centre at that point. And because I'm from Loughborough, she knew me quite well. And she just kept saying, keep running, Kate, just keep running. So really supportive, quite luckily. And it was a huge scoreline and a huge learning curve. But I suppose upon reflection, great to just be pushed in at the deep end and not crumble.
The stats from England Netball say you've been in charge of 162 plus games. They'll all be held in the same regard in terms of prep and concentration on game days.
Absolutely. Every game is the same, and you go into it following the same process. Because if you put too much pressure on yourself going into a semi or a final, then you can kind of get swept up in everything. So yeah, every game kind of the same. I mean, the lockdown year was quite interesting, and it really was every game the same, because I think it was in the same venue, and I seemed to be umpiring on the same side of the court for about six consecutive games. So it was just repeat, repeat what you're doing. And yeah, certainly in the Super League, I can't believe it's that many games. It doesn't feel like that many games, but I suppose that's the sign that it's been quite a few years of fun and enjoyment.
What about the first international?
Yeah, it was incredible. I did my first international test actually before I got my international umpiring award. I was out in South Africa in 2012 doing the inaugural World University Games in Cape Town, which was a fantastic experience. And then immediately after that competition, South Africa were playing a test series against Northern Ireland. And as I was out there already and had done my it's screening, as it used to be called, so I just needed to wait for one more assessment to get my IUA, they invited me to umpire that competition. So that was the first test series that I did, which was an incredible experience over in Cape Town and somewhere that's very close to my heart now. And then when I actually got my IUA, that was on a Super League game, and it was Bath versus Celtic Dragons, and brilliant rivalry between those teams. It was a fantastic game. And then, yeah, just all of the internationals after that, there's been so many. And I actually reflect quite fondly on the fact that the last international game I did was a Europe netball, and it was Wales versus Scotland, which again, brilliant rivalry. So yeah, it's been a fantastic career.
There's been plenty. Competitions are always special as a whole, but Com Games 2018, finals of Netball World Cup in 2017, Netball World Cup 2019 is something that I want to raise with you, because we could probably dine off stories that we have around that tournament for the rest of our lives. Just amazing.
So, Botswana 2017, the World Youth Cup final was an incredible experience. It was an incredible tournament. I mean, first time I'd suspended a player, first time going and being in that kind of big international tournament competition, phenomenal. And off the back of that, being pulled up to go to the Com Games, which was amazing. And then a home World Cup, just being invited to umpire it, that was incredible. But then getting the final and doing it with Gary was, just something I'll treasure forever, and still one of those pinch me moments even now.
You said your daughter's obviously your greatest ever achievement as well, and going to dedicate your time to her. Should she decide to take up netball in the future, at least you hope that she wouldn't give the refs any lip.
Fingers crossed, but she gives me enough lip already, and she's only nearly 8 months. But yeah, I'll have to teach her how to do it in the right way.
Maybe a word for your colleagues as well, the rest of the Team White.
I don't think we have enough time, again, to cover everything that I need to say to all those people. But Team White is a fantastic team, incredibly supportive of each other. We all know that we compete against each other as well, and sometimes that can be quite tough. Everybody wants a final. Everybody wants to get the semi-final. Everybody wants to have the opportunity to go and travel all over the world. But actually, especially at Super League, it's such a supportive group of people, and we all really do celebrate each other's success. Yes, there's that, oh, I wish I'd got that, but we're so pleased for each other, and it is one of the most supportive environments I've ever been in at Super League, definitely.
You clearly got so much from it, Kate. And maybe a bit of advice to those just starting their journey or maybe want to get involved.
Yeah, I've said this forever. Take every opportunity that is given to you, no matter how random it may seem, no matter how much you kind of go, really, what can I possibly get from that? You can always get something, and you never know where those opportunities are going to lead you. If I hadn't have said yes to helping my mum, then I wouldn't have stepped out on court and umpired the World Cup final. So everything little, take it and thrive.
Brilliant, Kate. Thank you for that career, and thank you for your time.
No problem at all.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.